So here I sit in my hotel room in China, sharing from my heart. It's a rainy day, no sunshine. That's one of the problems I have discussed with Hira Ratan Manik. What do you do if you are living in a climate, a country, where you don't have access to constant sunlight to do your solar gazing? What about the problems people find in China, where they can move into the state of Bigu when they are in beautiful mountain resorts? They have full medical testing before the retreat and after, and they are shown how much better their health is, how their health has improved by being in this Bigu state in their retreat. But then they come home to busy, polluted cities and they can't maintain this state. Why is this? It is about frequency and it is about our day-to-day lifestyle. How we spend our time is key. How we spend our time determines our frequency emanations and how quantum intelligence responds to us and what zone of reality we live in. You will encounter many people in your journey with this who will tell you this is just not possible, and for them it isn't. So you will find in your journey that there are people you can share this with, and there are people that you intuitively find you won't say anything to. Be aware. Check within yourself what feels right in your heart, but beyond the ability to trust your own intuition, let's begin now to offer testing methodology that we believe will help you in your journey and in many levels of life. I assume, and I have always assumed, rightly or wrongly, that those who will be drawn to this are following a strong call of their heart, that they have already experienced their pure nature, that they love meditation, that they sit regularly in meditation and open to feel and have felt this pulsation of such love that perhaps they've dissolved into this love, been reborn in this love, been inspired by this love. And this is where I begin. Not only is there this constant pulsation of the purest love that is giving us life, but it carries wisdom and it carries a way to communicate with us through the breath. So let us begin with this simple testing technique and then apply it to measuring where you are at now. You've been doing so many different things in your life. Some of you watching this, you've been meditating like I have for decades. I've been enjoying this pulsation of love and light and peace and bliss, this ocean of energy. I've dived into it, been anchored deeply in it for over 44 years. I cannot begin to share of what it has to offer and how incredible this love this pure love of our essence nature is, how it can reform at us, how it can dissolve us, how it can have us feel so reborn, how it has so many gifts for us, how all we are being asked to do is to relax deeper into it. So can we just have simple codes for this, of asking for a deeper immersion and a purer infusion of our whole system to the depths of this pure love ocean, to go to the baseline of creation, its emerging of our physicality, a dropping of our physicality through lifestyle, through how we spend our time, to relax deeper and deeper into this alternate pool and pulsation of energy we all carry within. When we live the lifestyle to let us drop, descend, ascend in awareness, to descend even more deeply into our pure nature, that is the beginning in my path, the methodology we offer. Now, in this ocean of the purest love is wisdom. And because this pure presence is giving us life, then in silent stillness, as we merge more deeply with it, we hear its voice, we hear its guidance, and this is the perfect teacher. There is no cult. There is no breatharian cult. Be aware that we have been fully investigated by those looking at cults, and they have declared there is nothing in what we share that would give evidence as our being a cult. We are promoting self-mastery and self-responsibility. So it is your journey of ascension and descension back to true nature, and to be able to test through noticing how your pure nature breathes you when you make particular statements. We are being breathed by this purity. We are being breathed by this wise, loving energy. We feel this, connect with this energy in silent stillness and meditation. The brainwave patterns change from that busy beta frequency to the relaxed alpha state, and then deep into theta and beyond. The monks, the meditating monks, know this, and research has proven that we access altered states of consciousness and can do very interesting things when the brainwave pattern is anchored in the theta delta spectrum. Now, let's test. Breathing normally. We are going to make certain statements. And as we make these statements, just watch what happens to the breath. Your breath will change direction, and we don't want to show you what it does. We want you to feel it. So we're not going to tell you. It's going to be an experience. Let's begin. Firstly, find something simple in your life that you know is not true, but chant it over and over as if it is a truth. If I was to chant, "My body really loves eating meat," this is a big lie. Mint is too dense a frequency from my system, and I became a vegetarian at a very young age. So if I chanted, I really love eating meat. Meat is very good for my physical body. My breath would change and go in a very particular direction. The second part of this is to chant over and over a simple truth that you know 100% is true. Watch then what happens to your breath. If I chanted over and over, I really love my grandchildren. The breath again would move in a very particular way to confirm this as a truth. So take a moment. Just close your eyes, relax, and think about something that you know is absolutely true. Chant this truth over and over, just repeating it as a statement while you watch your normal breath. Where is the breath going in your body? What's happening? Is there a change in your heartbeat? Don't let your mind be distracted. You're testing something. Some of you would have felt quite strongly, noticed how the breath changed. Now, take a moment and think about something you know is not true, definitely not true, but chant it. State it over and over as if it is true, and watch what happens to your normal breath. Watch what else happens to your body as you chant it over and over. A lie. You are chanting now as if it's true. Now perhaps chant the truth again, the real truth that you know to be true in your life. See the difference in the breath. Now I know some of you need more time to practice this and play with this. And while this testing technique works for about 90% of people, it doesn't work for everyone. There are other methods you can use. However, let's elaborate a little more. You can use this making a statement as if it's true and watch what your breath does to assess many things in life. I use it if I'm unsure of something and I make the statement, it is for my highest good too. And I make the statement and then I watch what happens to my breath. if the breath drops down to my stomach and I get this feeling of open expansiveness, then I know that's a yes for me. And this is what most people's body does. When people chant something that is very true for them, is in alignment with what their essence nature is feeling is best for us, then we get this sensation of organs and everything opening up inside, and the breath drops right down to the belly almost. For me, I get a bit of a kicking in my belly, like a baby, and they're kicking me to say, yes, yes, I'm alive. I notice, and many get the same feeling, that if I'm making a statement that is not for my highest good, that is not a truth for my pure nature, that my attention goes up to the tip of my nose, like Pinocchio telling a lie. But others tell me that the breath goes up to the throat as if to say, no, no, not true. They get a feeling that their lungs and all their organs are constricting. And many tell me they get a change in their heartbeat. So what happened to you? Practice this. Now, when you use this technique to check on many things, be aware that you may make a statement and you get a bit of a yes response, the breath drops down, and then it may go up to the nose and people say, well, it's not working. I got both. The point here is maybe what you're checking, your statement is incomplete. There is more information around this that you need to know. Now, of course, for many people who are long-term deep meditators who have come to trust 100% their inner guidance, they will not need techniques like this. But we offer this as part of safe methodology. But there are other techniques you can use. What about the kinesiology test, where you take a finger like this, a thumb and finger, and you make a circuit. And when you make a statement of what you feel may be a truth or you're not sure, you try to break that circuit with the other finger by pulling as you make the statement. Now, if I say my body really loves eating meat, no. My body is saying, no, 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 I will not hold strong in that circuit. This is basic kinesiology. If I say prana is great for my body, and I pull, 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 my body goes, oh, yes, this is my favorite way to feed. I love pranic food, cosmic microfuel. That's what we call it. Cosmic particles, cosmic microfuel, the best petrol that you can feed the human system. Superior nourishment. We eat all the time from cosmic microfuel, different from source energy. So here you have two techniques to test. Now what? What is your physical body prana percentage? Let's go on and test this now. So, relaxed. Just aware that you are being breathed by something so magnificent, all-powerful, all-loving, all-knowing, pure source energy. We dwell as cells within its ocean, yet it is our core. We actually are this ocean itself. It's washing through us, pulsating through us. It's part of us. This is what is answering us now. And we say, prana now provides more than 50% of my physical body nourishment. Check this. More than 50%. Prana now provides more than 50% of my physical body nourishment. And as you chant more than 50%, watch what happens to the breath. Does it drop down? Do the lungs expand open? Does it rise to the throat? Do you feel yourself constricting inside, the body saying no? For those of you who got a no, your body is not ready for you to let go of physical food. Maybe you are being nourished by 40%. You can check this. Now, this means it is safe for you to reduce your current physical food intake by that amount. If you're not sure, double check with kinesiology. See a well-trained kinesiologist or use this methodology to confirm what your breath has shown you. For those of you who got yes, a good strong breath test result of yes. Let's go on. Prana now provides more than 60% of my physical body nourishment. More than 60%. Just keep chanting. More than 60%. And aware that which breathes you will confirm this or deny this by letting your breath drop down to the belly or go up to the throat. You can pause this video for a moment if you need more time. Let's go on. For those of you who got a no, you know that your prana percentage physical body system is being nourished now by between 50 to 60% from cosmic microfuel. By however you're living your life, you are receiving this nourishment to this degree. It's not enough to safely let go of all outside in feeding. For those of you who got a clear yes, let's go on. Normal breath, just watching, sensing how the breath will move now as we state. Prana provides more than 70% of my physical body nourishment. More than 70%. How's your system responding? Do you get a clear yes or a no? If you do get a yes, let's go on. Check 80%, 90%, 100%. When I do this, I get very clear that my physical system is receiving 100% flow of cosmic microfuel. Now, this is your beginning point. Until you get 100% pranic nourishment physically from this breath test, you need to supplement your diet with physical food. If you're on 90%, then obviously you need a lot less physical food, but you still need some supplements to keep your body strong, healthy, and safe. Now let's go on. Your motivation, we talked about in a previous video. Methodology being offered all around the world. Use your breath test to check if any of these methodologies are for your highest good to be involved with. There may be something that someone is offering that is important for you to understand in your experiential journey. You may feel called to undergo training with someone because you will meet someone there who will become a lifelong friend. But remember that when you do this, what people share will be perfect for who they are and their pattern of energy, but it may be an incomplete system for you. But you will be called to share with them to refine one or two of your mental patterns, or to help them or someone in the group to refine theirs. There is no master in this. There is no leader in this. The master for you in your journey is that which breathes you. It will guide you to receive every gift it has for you, of which being given the freedom to be fed in this different way is just one gift of so many that come when we merge back with our pure essence nature. Stay tuned for more.